WSGW, ready to dive in for Loons baseball time. Loons playoff baseball time.
Dive in. To the game where the pitcher takes a mile.
Dive in.
To the plays, to the sight and sound.
Dive in.
We're gonna make that diamond shine.
Dive in.
It's Loons baseball time.
All right, I'm getting ahead of myself. Tyler Kring, assistant GM of business development with the Great Lakes Loons, once again in studio for our Tuesday morning conversation. Stop me because I'm talking playoffs. And yet there's still some regular season games to play.
Well, it feels like we've been talking playoffs for two and a half months now, so I don't blame you. I mean, as far as we are concerned as a staff, and this sounds silly because you're alluding to it, there is still one more regular season series. They're over in West Michigan this week. The regular season at Dow Diamond is done. It's over. The last game was, games. It was a doubleheader last Sunday. But yeah, our sole focus as a front office is now on the playoffs. Next Thursday is when it all starts at Dow Diamond.
Well, we'll do that in a moment. Let's talk about the final homestand, just because it was nice to put a cap on the season and do all the promotions. It's kind of disappointing you have to rain out Saturday, but you got him in Sunday. What a way to finish up with a walk-off home run.
With a walk-off home run, yeah. The very last pitch of the regular season, so walk-off home run. So a very fitting end to a very poetic, I would say, and that sends the guys on the road now in West Michigan for one more game, or one more series, I should say, a tune-up, and then we'll get going at it here soon.
And still, you know, we talked about this last week, you know, last week against Lake County, now this week against West Michigan. Once again, you're playing perhaps your playoff opponent. We still don't know. Is it going to be the Captains? Is it going to be the Whitecaps?
Yeah, still don't know. So the playoff picture now is Lake County, after giving the Loons, I believe, the status, their only home series loss of the season was this past week. I want to say the Loons went 2-4 or something like that. The Captains have a two-game lead with six games to go. West Michigan is trailing them by two games. The Loons essentially gave Lake County that two-game lead now, and now the Loons are in West Michigan and either can keep West Michigan from advancing and making up those two games, or can really put the dagger through West Michigan this week and hand Lake County the playoffs. So regardless, they'll either stay in West Michigan to play the first game next week. The first playoff game is next Tuesday. That would be game one of the series. They either stay in West Michigan or they'll pack up and head to Lake County.
All right, so let's talk about it, because obviously that's your focus now. Mm-hmm. It is the playoffs. Let's maybe give listeners an understanding now. Do the playoffs work differently for the Loons as an affiliate of a Major League Baseball club? Mm-hmm. I mean, now, do you still – what's in control here, I guess, is the question. How is this approach, and is it different from the regular season?
It's very much the same as the regular season. You know, we don't control anything different. The baseball product on the field is still the product controlled by the Los Angeles Dodgers. So the Loons, as a front office and as an organization, we are responsible for providing a field, fans, stadium, everything like that. That's our responsibility to our parent club. The Dodgers' responsibility is providing a team, baseball equipment, everything like that. That doesn't change whether it's regular season or postseason. Now our obligations are really just to kind of pack the place as best we can in the short time, sometimes between games, between when tickets go on sale and things like that. But we've been talking about for months now, the first game on the 15th has been on sale for months. We're over 2,000 tickets sold for the game. It's looking really good. We'll see, hopefully, good weather on September 15th, but that's our obligation. It doesn't really change whether it's regular season or postseason. It will be, from an entertainment standpoint, probably the most baseball-centric game we do all year. Yeah, we'll still do some fun things, like a fan came on the video board and things like that, but you're coming to a playoff game for playoffs, for the baseball, and so it will be by far kind of distinctly different from that sense, but it will be, as far as an entertainment standpoint, our job is to create the most hostile playing environment that we can, in a good way, to give the guys a home field advantage, and that's largely going to be the change that fans would see.
All right, and so playoff tickets, you are actually, so fans know, because we want them to go to loons.com, get those tickets. You can get tickets for that game, or are we talking about tickets for the entire playoff possibility?
Both. So the right now, single game tickets are on sale for the one game we know we will play for sure. That's September 15th. That is Thursday at 7:05 first pitch. Everything normal like that. And we've been talking about that day for months and months and months. If you want to secure seats for all four potential playoff games, and those potential games are the 15th for sure that we've been talking about, game three of the semifinal round, that's the 16th at Dow Diamond, and then games two and three of the championship round, that would be the 20th and 21st at Dow Diamond, you can lock in your seats for all four potential playoff games, and then whatever games are not incurred, that money will be credited back to your account and can be used during the 2023 season. So if you commit to all four games, it's not like you're going to be out the cash if the Loons don't play any other games. That will still be in your account. You can use it towards tickets for 2023.
And if somebody wants to wait going game by game, say we go through those first two games and we're tied and they have to play on the 16th, I'm assuming right after the 15th game is played, boom, tickets go on sale for the single game of the 16th.
We legitimately will go on sale like 5 minutes after the first pitch. Yeah, so we'll be ready. Like if you come to the game on the 15th and you want to buy game tickets for the 16th, you can do those before you leave the stadium. Like we will be ready to go. All the games are, to give us an inside look, all the games are built in our ticket system. Like they're all there. They just haven't been pushed, like activate yet. And so all you have to do is click the button, make it live, and then they'd be ready to go.
You mentioned as far as the focus is always, let's face it, these are young men who are trying to achieve
their dreams.
Their dreams of playing in Major League Baseball, which should be the focus, but yet there is the fan experience that played out more in the regular season than it will in the playoffs.
Correct.
So let's, do you, if there were any things that you wanted to do to try and to tie in with some kind of playoff promotions, do you still control that at the Loons, or does a Major League Baseball get involved saying, hey, you know, we're in the playoffs now, you got to clear this stuff with us because now this is...
No, not really. It's more or less, I think it comes down to more timing than anything. I mean, unless if you don't make the first half spot, you could be making the playoffs and have to play your first game in like a 36-hour turn time. So like, think about the situation Lake County and West Michigan are in. They are still very much in a playoff race, and it could come down to next Sunday, the last day of the regular season, and then the first game is going to be Tuesday. Assuming they're playing afternoon games, they'll probably get done around 4 o'clock, and then on Tuesday, their first game would be 7 o'clock. I mean, you're talking less than 48 hours. So it's not a – usually the challenge is that it's not a ton of turn time to be able to plan something spectacular. In the Loons' case, again – I would say it's more like an unwritten rule or etiquette thing. Like, you're coming to do baseball. We want you engaged in the game. We want you cheering for the team. We want you... I mean, playoff baseball is really fun. We want you living pitch by pitch. So we put the focus on that. We don't want to distract from the guys on the field or distract them with, here's this funny, weird thing going on the field, or the entertainment purpose. It's all, we're all in this for this one thing the next week and a half, and that's to try to bring a Midwest League championship home.
And I think I was probably looking at that more from the Loons' perspective, because when you win the first half, as we've been talking about, you know you're in the playoffs, so you got time.
I will say this. There is nothing worse than planning like a big, because I've been on the end of this, there's nothing worse than like planning something big, fun, and entertaining, and then getting knocked out of the playoffs that same game. So like people are like, oh, like, are you doing fireworks? Are you doing this? I'm like, listen, I understand fireworks are great and you would love them from the fan perspective, but there is nothing more depressing than cleaning fireworks up a field after you just got swept out of the playoffs. Like, it is terrible. I've done it. The team hates it. It is the fans or everyone, like, everyone's depressed. Like, oh, like, we're out. Like, it's terrible. So, no, we are not shooting fireworks during the first playoff game.
Understood. Understood. Are you still in need?
Yes, I already know what you're going to say. That is yes,
especially because you got a playoff game. So let's put that plea out here for our.
Absolutely. We are still taking volunteer groups for concessions or any of our game day staff positions, paying $50 per person to a registered 501c3 nonprofit that wants to come out and work the game. By all means, we still need help. Luckily, the lighter crowds at the end of the year are helping alleviate some of that. But if you're still looking for a unique way to fundraise funds for your nonprofit group, we absolutely are still taking folks, for sure.
because we want to overwhelm Dow Diamond on the 15th.
I think we will have like over 3,000 people at the first game. It's looking good. Attendance is looking good so far. So
that'll be fantastic. Okay. You know, despite everything going on, because the schools are underway in sports and
Thursday night. There's high school sports. Kids have homework and things like that. But attendance is looking really good for the game so far.
All right. Where do we send them, Tyler?
Loons.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Next week when we talk, we officially will be talking baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations on a great season, though.
Thank you. It's been a long haul, but very enjoyable.
And fans, Loons.com, can't say it enough. Dive in for Loons playoff baseball now.